Welcome to the Daily Radio Bible for Kids. The day is November the 14th. My name is Hunter, and we are reading through the Bible. Every day we take kids from all around the world through these amazing passages in the Bible, from Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. Today we are in the amazing book of Romans, chapter 6, verses 6 through 23. Then we finish our reading in John's Gospel, chapter 8, verse 32. Well, before people become Christians, they are slaves to sin. Did you know that? What sets a person free from sin? Well, let's read and find out from Romans chapter 6. We're reading through the New Living Translation. We know that our old sinful selves were crucified with Christ so that sin might lose its power in our lives. We are no longer slaves to sin. For when we died with Christ, we were set free from the power of sin. And since we died with Christ, we know we will also live with him. We are sure of this because Christ was raised from the dead, and he will never die again. Death no longer has any power over him. When he died once to break the power of sin. But now that he lives for the glory of God. So you also should consider yourselves to be dead to the power of sin and alive to God through Christ Jesus. Do not let sin control the way you live. Do not give in to sin's desires. Do not let any part of your body become an instrument of evil to serve sin. Instead, give yourselves completely to God. For you were dead, but now you have new life. So use your whole body as an instrument to do what is right for the glory of God. Sin no longer is your master, for you no longer live under the requirements of the law. Instead, you live under the freedom of God's grace. Well then, since God's grace has set us free from the law, does that mean we can go on sinning? Of course not. Don't you realize that you become a slave to whatever you choose to obey? You can be a slave to sin, which leads to death, or you can choose to obey God, which leads to righteous living. Thank God! Once you were slaves of sin, but now you wholeheartedly obey this teaching we have given you. Now you are free from your slavery to sin and have become slaves to righteous living. Because of the weakness of your human nature, I'm using the illustration of slavery to help you understand all this. Previously, you let yourselves be slaves to impurity and lawlessness, which led ever deeper into sin. Now you must give yourselves to be slaves to righteous living, so that you will become holy. When you were slaves to sin, you were free from the obligation to do right. And what was the result? You are now ashamed of the things you used to do, things that end in eternal doom. But now you are free from the power of sin and have become slaves to God. Now you do those things that lead to holiness and result in eternal life. For the wages of sin is death, but the free gift of God is eternal life through Christ Jesus our Lord. Wonderful. Well, hey, my friend. God's grace sets a person free from sin. His grace refers to his kindness and love. It means that God gave his son Jesus to pay the penalty for everyone's sin. He did it because he loves us, not because we deserve his kindness. Those who accept Jesus' payment by believing in him are set free from the power that sin has over their life. If you believe that Jesus died for you and took your punishment for sin, then you have been set free from sin. If you've never thought about doing that before, you can believe in Jesus as your Savior today. And he will set you free from the power of sin. Do you feel like sin has got control over your life? You're not able to do the things that you want to do, and you don't do the things that you know you ought to do? Well, my friend, you can be free from that power. You can be given new power to live a whole different kind of life. This is what John chapter 8, verse 32 says. You will know the truth, and the truth will set you free. If you want to be free, believe in Jesus. Look to him. Look at him. Hear his words to you today. His word to you today, my friend, is this: you can be free. You are loved. can be free. Will you receive His love today? And will you be free? All you have to do is call out to Him. No special prayer is required, just a heart that is calling out to God, saying, God, I want to be free. I believe that You love me, and I want to be free. Will You forgive me of my sin? Will You relieve me from the power of sin in my life? I don't want to be a slave to sin anymore. I want to be set free. I believe You. I trust that You are able to do that. Listen, if that's you today, if you want to be free, then just call out to Jesus and let Him know. It can be simple as saying, Jesus, I want to be free. I believe in You. I believe that You love me. Set me free. And the Holy Spirit will come upon you if you do that. The Holy Spirit will come and live in you if you do that. And forgiveness will be yours. You will be forgiven of everything you've ever done. The power that sin has over you will be broken, and now you will be given a new power that will help you to continue to live a different kind of life. And that's the power of the Holy Spirit, the power of Jesus living in you. That can happen for you today, my friend. So I want to encourage you, whoever might be listening today, that wants to be free, that wants to be forgiven, you call out to Jesus today, and He will answer. Listen, guys, I don't normally do this at the end of a reading, but I felt compelled to do that today. If you prayed that prayer, will you tell somebody? You can tell me if you want. You can send me an email and let me know. Or you can tell a friend. Or you can tell your parents, a brother, a sister. Just let them know. I pray that God would set me free, that I would be forgiven, that I would become His. Let somebody know. Well, hey, we've done it again, haven't we? We've spent another day in the Bible, and I plan on being back here again tomorrow to do the same thing. And I sure hope you join me. Until that time, you go forward. Go forward knowing that you are free and forgiven. Go forward in His joy. Let His joy be your strength. And remember this, that you are loved. No doubt about it. All right. Hey, I'll talk to you tomorrow. You take care.